This is News Talk.
Now, there's no major surprise that there's one major story in town today, and that's the easing of restrictions. It was a good day yesterday after 18 months and everything we've been through to get dates at which we can lead a relatively normal life. The Irish Times outlines the dates. So the 6th of September, indoor events, there's a limit of 60% of venue capacity, either fully vaccinated or have had COVID. I know that that particular issue is problematic for some organisers as it makes an actual event less commercially viable. Outdoor events, a limit of 75% on venue capacity. Live music allowed at weddings, but the 100 guest limit remains, and all religious ceremonies can go ahead with 50% capacity, and coach tour activity at 50% capacity. Then on the 20th, phased back to offices will start, as we've heard. Gym classes and any indoor group activities can recommence. Restrictions on outdoor group activities will be removed, and then on October 22nd the final restrictions are to be lifted. So basically no limits on the number at indoor or outdoor events, gigs, concerts, masses, parties, weddings, etc., all back to normal, and nightclubs can reopen. So there you have it. The front of the Irish Independent says a booster vaccine programme will be a key factor in the easing of the remaining restrictions in time for the government's October 22nd deadline. The Taoiseach said boosters show would be administered over the coming weeks. Micheál Martin said Ireland now had one of the most determined and comprehensive vaccination programmes in the world, which along with public sacrifice meant more people were protected here than in most other countries. Now, Mr. Martin also warning the health service was facing a very difficult winter from the combined threat of COVID and other respiratory viruses such as colds and flus. So a bit of a warning there. While the Taoiseach said October 22nd should not be viewed as Freedom Day, but the first day of a new normal. It comes as new figures show that two border counties with the highest incidence of the disease over the past fortnight, Monaghan and Donegal, also have the lowest vaccine uptake. The HSE said it had already begun additional advertising campaigns in counties with a low vaccine uptake using local radio, newspapers and targeted social media campaigns, as well as walk-in vaccination clinics. Now, getting away from COVID momentarily, the front of the Examiner has a story about junior doctors. It says almost 700 junior doctors weren't Garda vetted before they began working in Irish hospitals. An internal HSE audit has found the lack of Garda vetting is just one risk to patients and staff identified by the 2019 audit into recruitment of non-consultant hospital doctors. Four out of the five recommendations in the report carry a red mark, signalling a significant risk requiring immediate action, including risks to patients. Another story on the front of that paper, the HSE is owed over €35 million in refunds for orders of ventilators from China, the vast majority of which were never received. The report released to the paper under Freedom of Information found that prepayments of €81 million were made to 10 suppliers for over 2,000 ventilators. Supplies that weren't received are now the subject of ongoing legal action, according to the HSE. Back on the front of the Irish Times, a positive note about our population growth. It says that our population has risen above 5 million people for the first time since the famine era. But when you dig down into the CSO figures, they show that the only age group where the population has increased since 2016 is among the over 65s. Now to some other stories in the papers. This one, an insurance story caught my eye. It says legal changes that kick in today are a game changer that'll turn the tables on insurance companies, consumer campaigns have said. The changes contained in a radical piece of insurance legislation had been delayed to allow insurers time to adjust their systems. However, from today, provisions of the legislation come into effect, stopping insurers from refusing a claim on the basis of an innocent mistake made by the consumer when applying for coverage. cover at the commencement of new sections of the Consumer Insurance Contact Act will also put the onus on insurers to ask the right questions when cover is being applied for a situation that will make it harder for insurance to subsequently refuse a claim. And anything that gives a greater protection to consumers has to be welcomed. Anyone looking for an update on the Graeme Dwyer phone data case? The Irish Times says the Court of Justice of the EU will hear arguments next month on key legal issues concerning the retention of mobile phone data, which could have an impact on Graeme Dwyer's bid to overturn his conviction for Elaine O'Hara's murder. Attorney General Paul Gallagher is expected to lead the state's legal team before the Luxembourg court for the hearing on September 13th on the issues referred to it by the Supreme Court. The Court of Justice decision, which could be delivered by the end of this year, will have an impact on the final Supreme Court judgment on the state's appeal. And we'll just keep an eye on that one. Back of the Examiner and the issue of behaviour during the pandemic. We've heard lots of stories about this. Now, the Garda Commissioner has said the illegal drugs trade during the pandemic bucking overall crime trends, which shows sustained downward or stabilised rates of offending. Joe Harris said he was aware of reports of assaults and antisocial behaviour around Dublin city centre, but said comprehensive plans were in place to deal with the continuing easing of restrictions on socialisation. He said unprovoked attacks on Gardaí continued during July, including one incident in Talla where shots were fired at unarmed Gardaí on a routine patrol. In his July report submitted to the policing authority, the commissioner said there was still much to be studied and learned in relation to the impact of COVID on criminal behaviour. The Examiner has an interesting study on autism. It says the majority of teachers received little initial teacher education training in autism, almost no continuous professional development before educating a child with autism, and received little professional support, according to new research. The study was carried out by researchers at UL and NUI Galway. Its findings are based on the views of 369 mainstream primary school teachers from all 26 counties. It said participants' knowledge and use of evidence-based practices differed based on factors including teacher positions, years of experience with students with autism, and access to support professionals. Also, for those looking to get on flights this autumn, the Examiner says an appeal to reopen passport offices in Cork and Dublin to tackle a backlog of applications has been made by the Irish Travel Agents Association. Pat Dawson, CEO of the Irish Travel Agents Association, said people have had to miss family funerals because of delays to passport processing, and families have had to leave children at home with relatives as they belatedly found that their passports had expired before a trip. It's not all about leisure travel. It's really a scandal, Mr. Dawson said. The delays are causing major heartaches to people, particularly if it's a new application, like for a child. This story in the Irish Times reminds me of getting lines at school. It says extracts of reflective essays written by students who breached COVID guidelines through actions such as organising house parties have become the centrepiece of a special exhibition at NUI Galway. And more than 100 students at the university were disciplined last year for breaches related to pandemic regulations. Of 48 of these, 48 were asked to write an essay to consider their behaviour in the context of the pandemic. Now, ahead of a broader reopening of campus, quotes from the essays are being put on display. One says, "The whole world is suffering. I should suffer too. Play my part. Suck it up. Get on with it. As it is, and hope for better times in the future," wrote one student. Another wrote, "It is one thing to accept the consequences of your own actions and poor judgment, but it's quite another to ask anyone else, especially your loved ones." Story in the Indo about the alpaca Geronimo. I don't know if you've heard this, but British vets have killed the 8-year-old alpaca whose fate triggered an outcry against British Prime Minister Boris Johnson after his government ordered it to be put down because of positive tests for bovine tuberculosis. The order to kill the alpaca had led to pleas from owners and his wife to show mercy. Protesters showed up at the farm. More than 140,000 people signed a petition, but the infected animal was removed from the premises and euthanised by staff from the Animal and Plant Health Agency.
On 106 to 108 FM and newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.